Classic Country, 1450 AM, 103.5 FM, KBBS. Good morning, I'm Brady Safranik. This is Community Speaks, and it's being brought to you by The Prescription Shop on Fort Street. Stop into The Prescription Shop, where they are so much more than just prescription medication. And joining me this morning, AJ Mock with the Buffalo Senior Center. Good morning, AJ.
Morning, Brady.
How are we doing today?
Oh, on a beautiful day like today.
It's lovely, isn't it?
Even like last weekend, right?
Yeah, 70s and sunny. That's pretty nice.
That's right, man. Even got the boat out a little bit, went to do a little fishing.
Did you?
Yeah, my daughter caught a 15-pound lake trout.
Really?
Caught it to Smith. Yeah, it's huge.
A 15-pound?
Yeah, it was probably between 10 and 15 pounds.
Holy cow. How big was this thing, like lengthwise?
You know, I didn't even measure it. It was almost as big as my daughter.
That's a monster.
It was huge.
What was she using? Do you want to key us in or no? Keep
she
that to yourself.
She was just using a Rapala.
Really?
Yeah, we were just trolling around. I was dinking around with the boat. And actually, I wasn't even paying attention.
That's
and
awesome.
So she started hollering at me.
Was she able to reel it in?
She reeled it in until she saw it.
And she's like, oh my God.
Exactly. And she's like, here, Dad, take the reel. So yeah, that was.
That's awesome. You at least got pictures of it, right?
Oh, darn right. I'll have to show you.
That's awesome. Yeah, I thought about taking my boat out yesterday too, but instead I'm just getting it ready for next weekend. I wasn't quite ready, but I went and sat on the shores of Lake Desmet yesterday morning. I only sat there for about a half hour, and then I was like, I need to be out of my boat.
Did you catch any
so
fish?
I didn't. So I just went home and started prepping the boat, got it ready. You know, it's
nice.
It's still been all covered up for the season, so it's about that time, though.
Yes, it is.
Of course,
yes,
you want to have it out and running before the fishing derby, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
I'm hoping to catch that $3,000 tagged fish this year.
That'd be all right. That wouldn't hurt my feelings at all, Brady.
Well, we're going to talk about a number of things here this morning, AJ. And the first thing is you guys have a diabetic support group that's beginning next month.
Yeah, so we are going to be starting this June 5th at the Senior Center. And diabetes is a disease that really impacts a lot of people. And so, I mean, I think we were looking up the statistics here before we went on air, but it's like something like 10% of the nation is affected or has diabetes. So we're really starting this diabetic support group to try and help those people get through this disease and just realize that they're not alone. That these, you know, there's other people that are impacted by diabetes, and just come to the support group and share what's working for you or the struggles that you've gone through with this with this disease. So really, we're leaving this open to anybody. It's not, and I want to be clear that it's not just for seniors. There's a lot of people that are under 60 years of age that are affected by diabetes, and we don't want to just limit this to seniors for this diabetic support group. So anybody who's impacted. Even spouses or caregivers or other people that are cooking or preparing meals for a diabetic, you know, maybe they're having some troubles, or maybe just, you know, just the mental, the emotional side of that too. So we really want anybody who's impacted by diabetes to come to that support group June 5th from 11 to 12 at the Senior Center. Karen Sullivan is actually from the hospital is going to be facilitating this group. And she is fantastic, very knowledgeable about diabetes. Extremely knowledgeable about diabetes. So we're really excited to have her coming to the Senior Center to do this, facilitate this group for us. So anybody who's impacted, please come.
Do people need to call ahead, register ahead, or just show up?
Just show up. Don't need to call ahead or do anything like that. Just come on in, and join this group.
And, of course, this Sunday is Mother's Day, and you've got a Mother's Day brunch on Saturday.
I got to remember. Gotta remember, Brady. Gotta remember that this is Mother.
Gotta remember to get Mom a gift.
Exactly. Or my wife a gift. That too.
I guess if you have a wife and children, then you gotta get her a Mother's Day gift too, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
forget that one, and you're gonna be in trouble.
Yes, sir. But yeah, we're doing a Mother's Day brunch on Saturday, May 12th. So this coming Saturday, the doors are gonna be open at 10 o'clock. Brunch is gonna be served at 10:30. We will have special entertainment there, So we're also asking that everybody make reservations, or if you're planning on coming, to make reservations by this Thursday before 5 o'clock, if at all possible. Just so that we have an idea of who's coming, how many people are coming, so we can prepare enough food for that. So the Buffalo Senior Center is going to be providing the meal, and there is no charge for this brunch. So we're hoping we get a lot of people. I think we have something like 30 people already signed up, so we should have a pretty good crew there.
And so when there's no charge for a brunch like this, is there someone that's donating the food? Are you guys just making it yourselves?
We're just making it ourselves. You know, we realize that, and we want to just honor mothers. You know, it's something that we've done for the past, I don't know, 6-7 years at the Senior Center. And we just want to honor mothers on this day. And so, I think it's just a way that we can do this with... a small impact on the Senior Center. So we're just,
So that's this Saturday. What time was that going again?
It's the doors are opening at 10 o'clock, and then the actual meal is served at 10:30.
Okay. And if you want to go to that, make your reservations by Thursday. Just call the Senior Center, let them know.
Yeah.
Then coming up later this month, AJ, you've got a Black Hills trip.
Yeah, so we're going to be taking a trip to the Black Hills. It's an overnight trip, and we're going to be going quite a few places over there. We're going to be taking a bus, obviously, over there, and we're leaving the 22nd of May and returning the 23rd of May. And you know, if you really want to go, we only have one spot left.
Oh boy!
Yeah, and we've got 12 people going so far. But yeah, if you want to go, just give us a call, and we will definitely be able to give you the information on that. I think the cost for that is $99. That includes transportation to and from. We won't leave you there, I promise. but it also includes your hotel room for that evening as well. So, but yeah, there's a ton of places that they're going to go. Lois has been there many, many, many times. And so she knows that, Black Hills area pretty well. So yeah, we're excited to go. We've got a lot of people signed up, and,
Is it just sort of a touristy type trip?
It is a touristy trip. I think they're going to be staying in Hot Springs, I believe. And, just looking at, you know, all the monuments. There's a couple other things that Lois knows about that she'll be taking them on. So, yeah, it should be a really, really fun trip.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And as we're coming into the nice weather months, people are getting outside and doing things. So a lot of the indoor stuff starts coming to an end, like bingo.
Right. So, yeah, we're going to be ending bingo here. May 17th is our last day of bingo. But what we end up doing, so instead of doing bingo, since it is so nice out, we take these day trips. So we're going to be going on the 24th instead of bingo. On Thursday, we're going to be going to an art show at the UCross Foundation. So we're going to be going out there on the 24th of May. The 31st of May, we're going to be doing a tour of the Mountain Meadow Wool Factory. We've got a ton of other things going on. We're going to be going to Casper on June 7th. We actually have a gentleman that's going to be going with us who set up this Irish dance performance. So when we go to Casper on the 7th, there's a special show that the Academy of Irish Dance, who knew there was such a thing, is going to be, well, they'll be giving us a special show just for the seniors coming down there in Casper. So, I mean, it's fantastic. But, yeah, he set all that up for us. So we're going to be going there on the 7th of June. And that is just a day trip. We're going to be going to the Wind River Country in Dubois on an overnight trip in June. We've got a wildflower tour set up in June, a photography and sightseeing tour set up at the end of June. And in July, we've got a trip set up to go to South Fork. So we've got a lot of trips set up. So even though we ended bingo, you know, which will be, you know, at the 17th of May, we've got all these other trips because we just need to take advantage of where we live and you know, the things that are around us. So we're really excited to get those going.
Is there anything else with the travel schedule you wanted to toss in there, or did that kind of cover everything?
That kind of covered everything. We've got another one set up to go to the YO Rodeo Parade in Sheridan, and that's in July, of course. And that's just through June through July. So we're going to be setting up other trips as well. If you just keep following the breeze or just stopping at the Senior Center, we'll let you know what's kind of going on. Or if you have any questions, give us a call if you want to go on any trips.
The YO Rodeo Parade's a fun time. I know last year I might have been here for the radio station, the last person in the parade.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I hadn't even started yet. I was still sitting there parked watching people that were finishing the parade already. The people that had started were finishing before I even started down.
Holy
bro. Yeah, well, it's a rather long parade. I mean, I don't know, if you're watching, it probably goes by in, I don't know, an hour. I mean, I bet it takes about an hour, because from the time it started, I think it starts, I want to say 10. It was well after 10:30 before I even started.
Holy smokes.
Down the thing. So, yeah.
You know, and we have never been to, I haven't been to it anyway, to the YO Parade, but we got to go this year.
Yeah. I can't say I've ever watched it. I've always been in it. But yeah, it's
a,
you know,
big
it does
one.
That horseshoe thing, you know, down the road, down Main Street there,
right,
and then comes up whatever other road that is. I'm not that familiar with Sheridan, I suppose, but
yep.
Anyway, yeah, that's a great time.
Awesome.
So I think that's kind of going to wrap it up this morning, AJ.
Yeah, I think so. One other thing I just want to kind of throw out there. We've got a couple other things going on. We have a hearing impaired support group.
What?
Exactly. that's the first Wednesday of each month. We start that at 1 o'clock. That's been really, really well received. We have a really good group that comes to that. So that's the first Wednesday of each month at 1 o'clock. And then we have an art class that we're just starting, and that's on the second and fourth Mondays. I know this is crazy, but we're talking first Wednesday, second and fourth Monday, blah blah blah. But yeah, all this stuff is on our breeze and on our activity stuff, or on our activities page. So make sure, you know, you get down to the Senior Center, pick up a breeze, check out what's going on. We update Facebook. We're on Facebook, so check us out on that. And we're always updating that. Lois does really well updating Facebook. And we are working on a new website, so stay tuned for that as well.
What kind of exciting things is your website going to have?
I don't know yet.
Something that's going to get laid out here pretty quick, or?
You know, I'm hoping so. Maybe within a few weeks. Okay. Yep, we're hoping to get that
excellent.
Up and running.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Do you have one now that you're just updating, or?
We have one now, and it's terrible. I'm not even going to lie about it. It's absolutely terrible. But there is a link to the breezes on there. So if you want to look at the breezes online, you can find them on there. It's just very hard to find anything on that website. So, okay. But yeah, we are updating that here soon.
A little more user friendly.
Way more user friendly.
Excellent.
Way, way more. Yeah. So, yeah, that's kind of what's going on at the Senior Center.
All right. Talking with AJ Mock with the Buffalo Senior Center. AJ, thank you so much for taking the time today.
All right. Thanks, Brady.
This is Community Speaks, and it's brought to you by the Prescription Shop on Fort Street. Keep it tuned. Classic Country, 1450 AM, 103.5 FM, KBBS.